No matter what the age, no matter what the stage, something daunting this way comes. I do not care if you're as old as Keegan, who I'm happy to see, or as old as, usually I would probably find the oldest person in the room and say their age, but I know better than to do that. So I'll say as old as Richard. Now, I know the specifics of many of what you are going through, some of you are going through right now, and I know that you know what I'm talking about. And some of you keep things a little closer to the vest, but my pastoral intuition can pick up on some things, and I think you know what I'm talking about as well. Just in your own life. A health issue may be looming, a heart issue may be looming, there may be fear or anxiety, uncertainty in this place. And change is on the horizon for us all, because change is always on the horizon for us all. A new level of school or changes at work, dealing with health issues or feeling the burden of inflation or social stuff, right? We ask ourselves where the strength to endure will come from, where the resiliency will come from, who will wipe our tears and who will calm our fears, who will fill us with hope and make us believe in tomorrow once again. I wish it could be me for all of you, but it is not. And I wish it could be you for me, but it is not. Our parents and our spouses, our children might be able to make us feel good. But for the trying times that are coming, only Jesus can be that source of strength for us, as he was for the disciples that long ascension day long, long ago. Now, for the disciples, our text finds them looking up at the sky, faced with the daunting task of going out into all the world and baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And if that task wasn't challenging enough, they have to do that without Jesus being physically right there by their side. Jesus served as a security blanket. Jesus was, for the disciples, that family member or friend that you could call on when you needed help, or that coworker who would cover for you if you ever needed, or if you were me, Jesus was that person that you could tap out when life got too difficult. Like when you had three screaming kids and you didn't know what to do, and I just tapped to Rose and Rose would save the day. Jesus was that security blanket for them. But now Jesus has gone back to from whence he came, and it's up to them to do the work. Some people liked last week's analogy, so let's run with that analogy from a different angle, no pun intended. So here we go. The relay race begins. Your teammate is running the first leg, and the coach has put you down for the second leg. But the problem is you're an alternate on the team, and you've only been on the team a short time. But a member of the track team just pulled their hamstring, and you've been chosen to replace them at the very last minute. And of course, you can't say no, right? Because you were picked by the coach, and so many people are depending on you. So there you are. The starter pistol sounded, and the race is coming your way. Your teammate and the opposition are headed your way as well. And it's time to either step up or get over. Do you think you'd have the ability to take the baton and perform at the highest level? Or would the moment be too much for you? Too often we feel unprepared for the big moments in our lives. Either you dream all summer about what the next year of school will bring, but it's never like you thought, right? Or some of us waited on our first child for 9 months, but still felt like we weren't ready the moment they were born. Some of us have lived decades with a person, then all of a sudden our relationship shifts and we're no longer partners, but we're caregivers. And it seems like those decades flew by and everything shifted before you knew what hit you. But these aren't the moments that shouldn't bring us to trepidation, but they're the moments that should fill us with optimism. Though our lives can change instantaneously, it doesn't mean that we don't have the skills or the will to be able to perform the way God is challenging us to in those moments. Our ability to rise up to meet these challenges isn't a question of preparedness, but I posit today's a question of confidence. But hold that thought. Let's return to the disciples for a minute. If we're wondering about a moment that may be too much for anyone, I imagine it's probably what the disciples felt when they were looking up at the sky. Jesus ran the first leg of this thing that we call Christianity, and now the disciples have the baton. And as they look up and process the fact that they're now on their own, in their heart of hearts, they too might be wondering if they will have the ability to step up to perform at the highest level, or will the moment be too much for them? But the truth is, in those moments, we forget that we have been preparing for these moments for a long time. And the disciples have been preparing for this moment for over 3 years. They were charged only to perform the work that they were performing for years. But all of a sudden, because of the shift, it makes everything clear and present. And now they find themselves thinking that they're unprepared when they really just have an issue of confidence. Now, as I always give you a personal story, I'll give you a personal story. July 31st, I believe, 2019, was Melinda's last day here. Most of y'all remember Melinda, right? So the first month I was here, Melinda was here every Sunday. She was here in the office during the week. So when I first got here, my first month was a breeze. Like, oh, I got this. This is perfect. It's easy. Then Melinda says, as she walks out the door, all right, Richard, you're on your own now. And she closed the door. And I looked around and I was on my own. And I panicked because I didn't know if I could handle this task. There were so many beautiful, wonderful people here, a wonderful legacy. Would I be up to the challenge? Could I make it? And I won't tell you, but that day I spent most of the day right in this seat, praying and nervously moving my hands together and saying, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. But then God said, well, you kind of been doing something like this for the last 10, 12, 13 years, and you kind of went to seminary for this, and you kind of got another degree and another degree for it. Like, I mean, why don't you just chill out for a second? So here I am talking to God out loud, by the way. Thankfully, none of y'all walked in here. But the idea was, when a shift, a dramatic shift happens, when we're confronted by life changing and challenging us, are we ready? Or are we struck with fear or nerves or anxiety? The problem is sometimes we are struck by that fear and anxiety, and it forces us to forget all the wonderful times of preparation that we've had. What God is saying to the disciples is what God is saying to us: you are ready. Whatever challenges that are on the horizon for each and every one of us, you are ready. You are equipped to handle it. And even the days where you feel that you don't have it anymore, that you can't go any further. I can't do this. I can't take care of this person anymore. I can't stay in this job anymore. I can't stay in this marriage anymore. I don't want to be around these people anymore. God is saying, yes, you can. But you have to trust. The problem is not a problem of preparedness, it's a problem of confidence. But the reality is we do not serve a God that indulges us when we have anxieties all the time. No, no, no. God isn't just going to do all the hard work. Sometimes he allows us to do the hard work of overcoming challenges. God is our greatest cheerleader, but the baton is in our hands today. So when you feel unprepared to meet your challenge, or when you feel like you can't or you won't, or you don't want to anymore, God is saying that we have to pray for the courage to run effectively. Now, if you have participated in sports, you know there's a thing called muscle memory, right? And muscle memory is basically all the times that your body takes note of you doing this athletic thing. It's not even athletic, anything, right? So if you've worked the same job for a while, you can go away from that job for 10 years and suddenly sit in that computer and know exactly what to do. The muscle memory that God has given us is the courage to go to God in prayer, the ability to not be afraid of the tasks that are in front of us, but to know that we have the ability to meet any challenge that comes. Let me give you an example. There's another story in the Bible about somebody who was facing a challenge. All of a sudden, they went from being number two to being number one, just like that. And they had responsibility on their shoulders, and they weren't sure how to get that monumental task achieved that God had called them to, right? So God goes to this person and says, my servant Moses is dead. Now to proceed across the Jordan, you and all these people go into the land that I am giving you, said the Israelites. Be strong and courageous, for you shall lead these people to possess the land that I swore to give their ancestors. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. And I hereby command you one more time, Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, if you don't know the story, that's the story of Joshua, who was Moses' understudy. Then all of a sudden, Moses goes away, and Joshua has the responsibility of leading all these people into the promised land with no real servant leader experience. That's a challenge, right? Just like being able to go and finish your college education is a challenge. My kids just finished the first, the third, and the fourth grade. And we tried to make light of it, but it's a challenge in these times, isn't it? Or next year, our room shifts and God is calling us to teach a new subject or to do something new. These are all challenges that are coming. So the message that God gives to Joshua is the message that God is giving to us, that we have to be strong and courageous and ready to meet the challenges that lay ahead of us. So we may have to find ourselves caring for somebody for an indefinite amount of time. God is saying to be strong and courageous. God is saying to the person who's dealing with a health challenge, yeah, it may seem difficult. Be strong and courageous, for I am with you. Do you have the courage today to be able to face the next chapter of your life, the next challenge that comes your way? Yes, you do, because you've done it before. You've done it the last time, and the time before that, and the time before that, which means that we're pros at challenges. So the next challenge that comes, it may be fearful to take that step. But God is saying that I'll be with you. I'm ascended. I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone in the physical, but I'll always be by your side. All you have to do is find the courage to walk the path. I don't know every challenge that's going on in here, but a change is coming for us all. A challenge is coming for us all. Some of us have been in the midst of this challenge for a very long time. And it feels like we want to give up. And it feels like it's not going to get better. And it feels like I'm just done. I know what that feels like. But if we're strong and courageous, the victory is Joshua makes it to the promised land. And whatever promised land God has for all of us on the other side of the challenge, we can get there too. But if we fold, if we rely on our own understanding, if we miss the mark, maybe we're not as successful. What do you have to be strong and courageous for today? Maybe you have to speak up against something. Or maybe you have to say goodbye to someone. Whatever that is, whatever challenge that's awaiting you, know that though God is high, the old church people say God is up high, but he looks low, which means that he has the ability to be with us all. So I pray that whatever challenge you may be facing, and I know this is a different sermon than I usually preach. You know what? Let's do that. How about, I need everyone to close their eyes for me. And I'm done. This might be the fastest sermon in tenure. I want you to close your eyes and think about a challenge. Or something that may be a challenge on the pipeline. How have you been dealing with that challenge? How do you profess to deal with that challenge? You've done it all. And maybe you're at your wit's end today. Maybe you're just tired and exhausted. You came in here, you put your best clothes on, and everyone asks you how you're doing, you're saying you're fine. Doesn't matter how old you are. Molly just got out of the ninth grade. Michael just got out of the fourth grade. But there are challenges that lay ahead. We want great things for ourselves. And we're thinking and we're planning and we're strategizing, but sometimes the road is hard. And God is saying that I'm with you. So whatever that challenge is today, my prayer is that we go to God in prayer right now. For the strength, for the courage, for the resiliency to be able to meet that challenge and any challenge that we have from now on head on. that the muscle memory that we've built up for all the times we've cried out to God and God has made a way for us, that we can lean on those times again. There's anxiety in the room, I know. I know it, I've spoken to you. But God said he would be with us until the end of the age. So now, Lord, we come to you praying right now that you would bless us, that you would give us a portion of your strength, a portion of your courage, to be able to say what needs to be said, to be able to do what needs to be done, to be able to take a step where we are afraid or wondering. Give us the resiliency, Lord, to continue to go on. And if we're weak, help us to switch burdens and switch yokes with you. But Lord, further than that, I want everyone in this room to know that they can reach out to the person next to them, the person in front of them, the person behind them. And just like Aaron held up Moses' arms, we could hold their arms up as well. Be with us, Lord, the Lawrenceville First family. Help us to meet the challenges that lay ahead, trusting in you and trusting in each other. Bless us, God, in a mighty and powerful way, and keep us in your arms, even when we feel like we want to run away. The baton is in our hands, and we want to rise to the moment, Lord, so use us to rise to meet the challenges that come our way. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, the risen and ascended Christ. Amen. Thank you.